Volodymyr Zelensky. Following a successful career as an actor and entertainment executive, Volodymyr Zelensky became the president of Ukraine on May 20, 2019. During his first 2 years in office, Zelensky's domestic policies focused on unifying the country, fighting corruption, improving the economy, and responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. Zelensky was born on January 25, 1978, in Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine, which was then part of the USSR. His parents were Jewish, and he grew up speaking Russian. He also became fluent in Ukrainian and English. As a child, he spent 4 years in Mongolia before returning to his homeland to go to school. Zelensky earned a law degree from the Kyiv National Economic University, where he was also active in the theater. His theater group, Kvartal 95, Quarter 95, enjoyed success on television and soon established its own entertainment studio. In 2011, Zelensky became the general producer of InterTV, a Ukrainian television channel. He also began to appear in feature films. In 2015, Zelensky produced and starred in Servant of the People, a political satire. In this popular TV series, Zelensky plays a history teacher who is unexpectedly elected president after a rant about government corruption goes viral. In March 2018, employees at Kvartal 95 Studio registered Servant of the People as an official political party in Ukraine. That December, Zelensky announced that he was running for president, and he quickly became a frontrunner. He went on to win the presidential election with 73% of the vote. In 2019, Zelensky was involved in a political scandal when an American whistleblower accused U.S. President Donald Trump of asking Ukraine for political favors in exchange for military aid. Zelensky's public approval began to decline during the pandemic. Meanwhile, tensions with Russia worsened as Russian President Vladimir Putin grew more concerned about Ukraine's interest in joining NATO and the European Union. Toward the end of 2021, Russia began to amass troops along the Russia-Ukraine border, and critics feared Zelensky was too inexperienced to stand up to Putin. On February 24, 2022, Russia attacked Ukraine in a full-scale invasion. The Ukrainian army refused to stand down, and fierce fighting followed. Despite offers of help to escape the war zone, Zelensky remained in Kyiv and encouraged his people to defend their country. Zelensky's speeches to his people began trending around the world, and Ukraine's president instantly achieved a new reputation as a brave wartime leader committed to freedom and democracy.